out, fighting rages on, with no indications of negotiating at an end. Representatives from the Sudanese army and the rapid support forces have been meeting in the Saudi city of Jeddah. The World Health Organization says the number of people dead from nearly 1 month of brutal fighting there is now more than 600. The UN Health Agency said Tuesday that more than 5,000 others have been injured in connection with the fighting in Sudan. The United Nations says the fighting is complicating the humanitarian situation. U.S. President Joe Biden and congressional leaders have agreed to meet again Friday to try and avert the looming risk of unprecedented American debt default. The president says default is not an option and will not happen. He called Tuesday's meeting with Congress's top leaders productive, but House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says everyone was dug in. The government will be unable to pay all of its bills as soon as June 1st if the debt ceiling is not raised. Palestinian militants fired dozens of rockets from the Gaza Strip into Israel on Wednesday in a first response to ongoing Israeli airstrikes that have killed 19 Palestinians, including three senior militants and at least 10 civilians. The rocket fire set off air raid sirens throughout southern Israel and as far away as Tel Aviv on the Mediterranean Sea, 80 kilometers or 50 miles away. Residents had been bracing for an attack since Israel carried out its first airstrikes early Tuesday. If the violence continues, the risk of a full-blown war could increase. If you'd like more on this story or any of those we're covering, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. Just search VOA News. This is VOA News. India's prime minister is set to make a state visit to the United States next month and will be the guest of honor for a formal dinner at the White House. The story from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman.
The White House announced on Wednesday that Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi will make an official visit that will include a state dinner on June 22nd. Officials say the trip is intended to boost bilateral ties, including strengthening the defense partnership and confronting common challenges such as climate change. India is the world's largest democracy and most populated country. Modi faces international criticism for his government's crackdowns on the media and for limiting the rights of minority Muslims. Washington increasingly sees India as a bulwark against rising China, but New Delhi has resisted a formal military alliance with the United States. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
A jury has found former U.S. President Donald Trump liable for sexually abusing advice columnist E. Jean Carroll in 1996. Juries awarded her $5 million in a judgment that could haunt the former president as he campaigns to regain the White House. Trump chose not to attend the civil trial and was not there when the verdict was read. He will return to CNN's airwaves on Wednesday, though, joining the network for a town hall in New Hampshire. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The event, which was announced last week, was expected to be notable because it would be bringing together a network and a candidate who have long sparred with each other. But the stakes raised considerably Tuesday after jurors in New York found Trump had sexually abused and defamed E. Jean Carroll, though it rejected her claim that he raped her. It also returns focus to questions over Trump's treatment of women over the years, raising the stakes for an event at which he will be forced to respond to tough questioning from host Caitlin Collins in the audience. Carroll is one of more than a dozen women who have accused Trump of sexual assault or harassment over the years, allegations Trump has denied. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The Christian Association of Nigeria says gunmen invaded a church Sunday in a remote Kaduna State village and took more than 40 people, but later let them go. VOA's Timothy Obiezo reports from Abuja.
It is the latest attack on a church in Nigeria. Local villages, schools, and churches are often targets. Gangs have been especially active in Chikun District, where the church is located. Nigeria is facing numerous security challenges, but kidnap for ransom attacks are rampant. Experts say a declining economy and increasing hardships are fueling the rise in insecurity and criminality.
I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.